So this is really high yield and
Uh-huh.
also easy for the odds guy and shelf in 2CK, which is you just need to know that. Well, first of all, what's the diagnosis here?
The postpartum endometritis, right?
Great. So high yield for the shelf in 2CK that your endometritis, in this case, postpartum endometritis, as well as chorioamnionitis with rupture of membranes, prolonged rupture of membranes, as well as other conditions like Bartholin gland abscess, like what organisms cause it, right? They love polymicrobial as the answer. So in this case, mixed aeroves and anaeroves. They love that. They just love polymicrobial. That's it. And not only that detail, but it also guides your management as far as how we treat it. So do you know how to treat antibiotic-wise
Yeah, so
postpartum?
I am in Clinda.
Amazing. Amazing. That's it. So that's how you treat the postpartum endometritis, chorioamnionitis. And it should just be pointed out that this is a classic presentation as far as like 2 days after C-section. And then she has the fever. Great. That's it. So next one.
Gravidarum.
Is it?
Oh, is it not?
I'm asking you. So you have a woman who's 10 weeks pregnant and she's been bottling 3 to 4 times daily. She's lost 4 pounds and that's pretty much it, right? So you're 100% spot on that we want to be thinking about hyperemesis gravidarum here. But one point to consider is that most women, they vomit a lot during pregnancy, particularly around 8 to 10 weeks, because beta HCG stimulates vomiting. Why? I don't know. It just does. Probably an easy Google search, right? But when we talk about hyperemesis gravidarum specifically, how do we diagnose that?
You have to do urine ketones.
Amazing. So that's exactly right. So a woman can have vomiting, but at what point do we call it hyperemesis gravidarum? As you said, it's when the urinary ketones are positive, right? So it's when she can't keep anything down to the point that she now actually is ketogenic. So they're going to ask you a few questions. Number one, just how do you diagnose it? Urinary ketones, cool. Number two, they'll give you a presentation of vomiting. They'll show you the urines and blood. You'll see ketones, urine 2+, and then they'll ask you for the treatment. And I could obviously give you all these answers and stuff. You'd have to see a question to, be able to pick it out yourself, but you just need to know the answer is admit to hospital and give IV antiemetic therapy. So admit to hospital and give parenteral antiemetic therapy. Okay, you can give IV metoclopramide. The other thing they're going to do is just a pretty standard acid-base type question. Like they'll give you the values, like the actual, it's 2CK levels, so they'll give you quantitative values for potassium chloride and pH and bicarb, which would be what in this case?
It'll be hypochloric, hypokalemic metabolic alkalosis.
Great. So potassium under 3.5, chloride under 95, and pH greater than 7.45, and then bicarb greater than 28, right? Those are classic values. Of course, 2CK level stuff. You can never pigeonhole things. Like if your bicarb's 27, it's like, oh, wow, it's still the normal range, but it's higher, right? So just be aware of stuff like that. But you nailed it. The only reason I'm speaking kind of in detail is because this is going to show up in your shelf 100%. All right, that's it. That's it. And there's no adverse effect on the fetus. You just have to treat her. That's it. Cool. Good.
Awesome.